A wind farm on Oahu's North Shore is asking to increase the number of protected seabirds and Hawaiian hoary bats that can be killed by its turbines. The Kualoa Wind Farm has been operating 5 miles north of Haleiwa since 2012. The project's 30 turbines generate enough electricity to power around 14,000 homes, but they can also be fatal to the Hawaiian hoary bat and the Hawaiian petrel, both endangered. The wind farm operates under a habitat conservation plan, approved by federal and state regulators and designed to minimize the impact on endangered species. The original plan was approved in 2011 and allowed for 60 hoary bats to be killed by turbines over a 20-year period. But subsequent monitoring indicated that more bats are being killed than expected. So the wind farm's owner, a New York-based hedge fund, is now seeking to increase the number Kualoa's turbines are allowed to kill, called the take. The firm is asking regulators to approve a new take of 160 Hawaiian hoary bats, a 260% increase. The company also requested 24 Hawaiian petrels be added to its take permit, which lasts until 2032. That works out to about 8 bats and 1 petrel per year. As part of the habitat conservation plan, Kualoa Wind is also required to offset its impact on endangered species whenever possible. Last year, the company installed a new bat deterrent system that saw an almost 80% reduction in similar bat fatalities at a wind farm in Texas. Kualoa Wind also contributed almost $3 million to a state initiative to purchase and conserve undeveloped land in central Oahu that will serve as a habitat for Hawaiian hoary bats. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.